thoughts on Brandon and Danny getting the Ed Block Courage Award?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, what they've both been through, Greek needs a piece of that award too. I mean, because, you know, throughout the course of the off season and the plan that Greek had in place to get those guys to the season and the job that they did, and, you know, they've been there every snap this year and played extremely well. So, you know, I've been around that award. That's a very prestigious award. And to have two players that were, you know, was that close or that deserving, you know, something special. So proud of both of them.
How did Peyton come out of the week?
He's good. He's really had a good week. Looks really fresh out there throwing the ball well. I think it's been a good 3 days for our team. We've had a lot of good individual work, a lot of throwing, catching, those type of things. Got some guys freshened up and a good frame of mind. So looks like we're going to be pretty close maybe to Wednesday of being about as close to where we started, you know, back 4 months ago. So that's a good thing.
You hoping to get outside more next week?
Yeah, definitely. Me and Greg just talked about that. We're going to do everything we can to be outside. I understand it's supposed to be cold, but if we can get the field ready to go, we should be out. Well, I tell you, the speed picks up, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, it's just obviously the stakes are higher and every play is, you know, so crucial. But I think the bottom line is when it's all said and done, the top teams are there and going at each other, you know. So, you know, and you usually know each other pretty good. You're playing guys. You normally don't play people in the playoffs that you haven't crossed paths with somehow, some way. So, that has a lot to do with it. But, you know, it's what this game's all about. It's why you work. It's why you play. And it takes a lot of effort and focus for a long period of time just to get yourself in position to play in these games. So it makes you appreciate them.
Here, what do you think on Ware next week?
My expectations are for him to hit the field Monday for our brief workout Monday. We are going to go about an hour on Monday. And if he does that, then I would think he's back at it Wednesday. So I think we got a really good chance. You know, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but you know, I think he's got an excellent chance to be there next weekend.
I know you've sort of mentioned it, but did you have him practice today and then Monday again, just to sort of keep the flow going?
Yeah, I just you know, I've been a part of the week where you go early in the week, give him a long weekend, you come back, and I don't like that. I want to stay in the moment of football. I think we had a good 3 days rest. I think our work these 3 days, our mindset, just watching them bounce around today has been good. You know, I can rest them tomorrow, a little bit Monday. I can rest them again Tuesday. So we're going to get plenty of rest, but not to the fact that we're getting away from ball, you know. And so I want them in the moment watching what's going on today and focus, and they have been. They've been really good.
What do you think on Brock next week then too?
I think he'll be on the field Monday. Yeah. I think he'll be back out there Monday, so – he, along with that long list of guys that we kind of held out. Actually, Aqib went back to work. He worked today. He and Owen both.
How has Stewart been? He obviously re-injured.
He's probably the biggest concern getting to next week. But I think you'll see him Wednesday. So, you know, love to see that secondary back intact. You know, again for the first time and healthy. TJ's doing really good. So we'll see where we're at next week. But I think Stu's probably the one that maybe had a little further to come than some of the other guys.
You've been around playoff teams before. What do you think are some of the most important things for a team to keep its edge, its that something?
Leadership. You know, to me it's about leadership. And, you know, we got a lot of guys on this football team, been a lot of playoff games, and they know, they understand what's at stake. And also I think staying in the moment, you know, people want to talk about what if this, what if that. You can't get, you know, you stay in the moment of your practice, let's work good. You know, let's go do the things we do best and, you know, get ready to play and understanding that, you know, the season's 1 week long if you don't take care of your business. So, but I think this group's got a lot of guys that have been there before, and I can tell just watching them operate this week, they've been very focused.
Coach, is there any mention to have the guys watching the playoffs, or you just assume that?
I don't mention it. I'm sure they are. You know, I mean, we talked about today. You know, we'll know at the end of the day exactly who we're playing, and it gives us a chance to get a head start. So, you know, I can't speak for them, but I think they'll be watching what's going on, and I think they're anxious to know what, you know, what our direction is. So we'll have one tonight.
The fact you played some of your best football and biggest games, Bengals, Patriots, you've rallied from, does that give you a feel for this team going into this time?
Well, I was looking today. I think we have played, what, four or five of the playoff football teams throughout the course of the year and some big games. So, you know, those things get you ready to play for these type of games that are coming up. But, you know, it's a clean slate. And, you know, you kind of look around the league, you see a lot of teams getting a little healthier, getting some guys back. So I think it's different, you know, and I think understanding the difference of what you're embarking upon is very important.
So many close games, I think 9 games, 7 points or less. How do you think that will benefit you going forward, having been in those tight games?
Well, I mean, I think it helps you, but I think the thing that I'm most excited about is over the course of our season, we've had to win games different ways. And, you know, when you to show up on Sunday and know that you can get it done in 3 different phases, whatever type of game you play in, low-scoring game, high-scoring game, overtime game, whatever, you know, so we've been there all year long and all those various type of football games. What's coming up next, I don't know, but I know we're going to have to play well, and that's our mindset.